Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Dragging kids to the library. This is my column for the New Conservative of the 23rd of May 2022. The nation's children have recently endured 2 years of social and educational deprivation. They are now more depressed, less able to socialise, behind with reading and counting, and very young ones are having problems with facial recognition and communication. Scare the bejeebers out of them about a virus that they were unlikely to become infected with, smother them with face masks, make them sit inside socially distanced chalk circles in the playground like convicts in an exercise yard, and then send them home at the drop of a lateral flow test, many to homes unfit to live in, let alone gain any kind of home schooling, thereby widening the gap in educational achievement between children from rich and poor families. And all, it turns out, for no good reason. COVID-19 allegedly killed only 50 children in the UK. 50 tragedies, of course, but over 300 children are killed on our roads each year, and I don't recall the last time I heard calls for a national 10-mile-an-hour speed limit. Help is at hand, however. There is now a national scheme to get children into libraries, which is surely what they need. Assuming there's a section not dedicated to global warming and saving the polar bears, will they be taken to the maths section and shown the joys of counting? Will it be the literature section so they can discover the treasures of the English canon? Maybe it's the music section where they can dream about joining a rock band or conducting an orchestra. Well, not quite. They're going to attend a performance of Drag Storytime, promoted by Drag Queen Story Hour UK, which suggests that this has branches in other countries. The show is suitable, apparently, for 0 to 7 year olds, although how a newborn baby benefits from seeing a fella in a dress beats me. I've no idea what Drag Storytime is like or what it contains, but the organisers claim that they will be giving them, the children, a brand new positive experience and want to show the world that being different is not a bad thing. The experience will undoubtedly be brand new for most of them, but exactly how positive remains a matter of debate. Being different is indeed not necessarily a bad thing, but for kids in this age group, being different means preferring Jack and Ori over the Flowerpot Men. Admittedly, my knowledge of contemporary kids' programmes is somewhat dated. Even then, Jack and Ori regularly featured the sublime and outrageously camp Kenneth Williams, and Bill and Ben of Flowerpot Men fame seemed to be in some kind of ménage à trois with a drug dealer called Little Weed. But the point is, as subtle and deliberate as these references may have been, no message was being pushed. Kids accepted without question that a man with a funny voice and strange mannerisms could breathe life into children's stories, and that flower pots and weeds could live in perfect harmony. When I was a kid, if a sexually ambiguous apparition with hairy legs, a dress, rouge cheeks and an Adam's apple had appeared at my school, I'd have probably run screaming from the building, only preceding said apparition running screaming from the building as my father chased him out with a mallet. Drag Storytime is just another manifestation of the indoctrination of children into rejecting binary notions of sexuality, and will undoubtedly be the vanguard for further efforts to fill their minds with notions about sexuality that they do not need to be aware of until they're much older. Let drag queens flourish is my motto, but let's confine them to pantomimes and adult entertainment. Our kids have suffered enough.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.